Boy, when we logged on to Google this morning, we saw something new. Jennifer, where do you come up with this?
Oh, well, we develop all of our ideas as a team. So our ideas come from either our team, the Doodlers, or they could come from local teams around the world, such as our team in Japan or China or Germany, or they can come from our users who can submit their proposals at proposals@google.com. But for Jules Verne in particular, we had his name in our idea list, and we picked him out of our meeting because we thought that he was a great subject for a celebration on our homepage. He's very, very nerdy in his writing. He's considered the father of science fiction, so it seemed great for our company. So we just took the idea. I decided to jump on it because I was a big fan of Jules Verne's work. And from there, we collaborated on potential concepts for the design. Then I met with our coworkers, who are engineers and UX designers, and they helped me and helped the team develop the idea from there.
How'd you come up with portholes? I mean, what are you thinking? Are you an artist, and this has been something that's been, you know, percolating your whole life, or what?
So I thought of the porthole idea because Jules Verne is very well known for his work called 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. It's a nautical-themed book. And one of the main components is the Nautilus, which is the submarine that goes down deep into the ocean and explores the depths and eventually encounters a big monster, the giant squid. So I thought it was a natural theme for the doodle, and also I thought it would be a great idea to turn the doodle into something that we've never done before, which is an environment. Using the porthole as a vehicle, no pun intended, to portray the nautical theme, and that gave us the opportunity to utilize the ocean scene for the background and give the doodle animation, depth, and movement.
That is so cool. Derek, I want to check her microphone again. I'm still getting a little dropout, so I can't fully... I'm getting it sometimes every other word, Derek.
Yeah.
Weird.
Her microphone, as far as we're concerned, is fine. You're just having difficulty hearing her.
I understand that, but it's hard to ask questions when I'm...
Hi, Jim.
Hello, Jennifer.
Oh, so just...
Derek, are we back on?
Yes, we are.
Okay, so Jennifer, how about this, the word... Porthole and the word portal, are they now being used together, or do they have anything? Is that just a coincidence?
I think that's just a coincidence. My only motivation for using the porthole theme was to coincide with 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea and how the main vehicle was a submarine.
And did you also draw the fish that we see?
Yes, I was in charge of all of the graphics within the doodle. I started from sketch to finish. The only thing that I didn't do was all the techie stuff, all the nerdy stuff. I'm an artist, so I don't have training in coding and all the wizardry that goes behind the doodle, but I am in charge of the aesthetics.
And who is your inspiration? Who have you been, you know, motivated by over the years? I mean, I saw it, and I thought of the Captain Nemo submarine ride. But, you know, we work for Disney, so we're trained to think of those things.
I didn't see the Disney version of the film. But I guess my inspiration comes from all over the place. I've always been interested in art history. I draw from a lot of classical art, even though this doodle doesn't necessarily reflect that. Comic book art, cartoons, everything. So I really can't say one specific source.
Do you have the last say over what appears on the homepage?
Oh, no, I don't. I'm definitely a contributor, but we have a whole team of artists who help work on each doodle. We have meetings every single week to have input, critiques, make sure that everything is relevant and appropriate and will launch on time. We also have our executives who have their say also. They give some critiques and... sometimes they will make suggestions, but for the most part, the artists have a lot of creative freedom.
Is there like a Google Doodle calendar? How far ahead is that?
The calendar can go a couple months ahead, but sometimes we have doodles that are spontaneous. For example, one of the doodles that we did that was a current event doodle was the discovery of water on the moon. And for examples like that, we have approximately 3/4 of a work day to do the doodle. So for current events, it's really fast. For holidays that we know will happen every year, theoretically, we have a year to do it because we know that Halloween's always going to happen, for example.
about the hidden treasures? Is that, do I talk to you about that or Chris?
You can talk to me about it. It's
right.
Pretty
so
visually based.
At Disneyland, they have what's called hidden Mickeys. Are you familiar with that?
I'm not, but it sounds really cute.
So what? Tell me about it. Tell our viewers about hidden treasures.
So if you explore the Doodle long enough, you can go pretty deep down into the ocean, and you'll find some strict references from the text itself. You'll also find some extra add-ons that I thought would be fun, some interesting fish that are relevant to the settings of the novel itself. You might even find a hidden nod to Jules Verne's other famous work. I won't say what it is, but there are references heavily from 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea and also from another body of text.
Around the World in 80 Days?
Maybe.
Okay, anything else you'd like to add?
I would just encourage users to explore and to not think that it's as shallow as some people might think, because it's a really dynamic doodle. You can do a lot with it. Don't be afraid to dive.
How much time would you suggest someone to really to maximize its enjoyment? How long would they have to look at it?
I've heard that people have spent 20 minutes on it. It's up to you. There are a lot of tiny details, so you might miss a lot if you don't spend enough time.